Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 268.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. I'm telling you right now, I have for the last 2 weeks ate nothing but bark and drank nothing but water. So I hope it's paying off. My wife has got me on this crazy diet. My word, I'm telling you right now, I believe it's affected my personality. But anyway, I'm so glad you tuned in today. I know you're not listening here to hear me gripe about my diet, but I'm telling you, it's tough. But I got through the first week. They say that's the hardest week. And I've already shaved off about 12 pounds, just eating healthy, trying to get out and walk. And I'm going to start bicycling here in the next couple weeks. So trying to get back in shape. I tell you, one of the challenges from working from home is you can get into a routine where you don't have to do a lot. You're just sitting at a desk or you're watching TV on your laptop. And it can become a, if you're not careful, a means to just getting in some poor habits for your health. And so I'm trying to get better and getting focused on doing better with my health. So you guys keep me accountable. Ask me how I'm doing, because if I tell you I'm going to lose weight, if I'm going to get back into a better shape, then I've put it out there and I have to stay by my word. So I appreciate anybody that want to keep me accountable there. Today, I want to talk to you about how to have insurance buyers specifically call you if you're in the insurance business. Now, if you're not in the insurance business, you can take some of the principles that I'm going to show you in this show and apply it to your business, okay? Because lead generation is lead generation, okay? I'm targeting insurance agents simply because I understand their pain points. I understand what they need to do to market their products, because I understand the nuances between the healthcare laws and who buys individual health insurance and who buys the group plans. I understand life and disability and all of those things, property and casualty, because I've come from that world. So I use this as an illustration. So I hope it doesn't bore you if you're not in that particular business. But one thing I will always tell people who are wanting to generate leads for their specific business, you are going to be the best lead generator for your business than anyone else, because you understand the pain points of your business. You understand your clients. You understand who they are. You understand how much money they make. You understand the demographics. You understand everything there is to know about your business. So why in the world would you go out and try to pay some marketing company, some lead generation company, to drive leads to you? I talk to small business owners all the time. Their biggest frustration is getting new clients. It is, because without new clients, without new eyes looking at what you offer, it's hard to do business. But the problem is, when you outsource your lead generation, you're outsourcing it a lot of times to people that work in all different types of industries, and they don't understand your specific industry. And because of that, they don't understand necessarily your specific client. It's just amazing. Like, for instance, final expense life insurance. That's a product that the people that need it the most are the ones that typically can't afford it. And the ones that really can't afford it, they turn their nose up and say, "You're wasting my time." So it's a very, nuanced way of marketing to get the right person that can be underwritten, that can afford and see value. And so without understanding all of those nuances, which if you're in the life insurance business and if you've been in final expense anytime, you sort of get an idea of who needs it, who wants it, who can buy it and afford it, and who just, you're wasting your time. So understanding those things come from experience of being in that particular business, just like any other business. How in the world is some young buck out of college or somebody that is just getting into online marketing, how are they going to know how to position your product, how to speak about your product, and how to target the right person? That's why I'm a huge proponent and a huge advocate of you learning just some basic marketing skills using specific products that fit what you're wanting to do it yourself. you're going to save money. Instead of buying leads that are $25 and $50 a pop and they've been sold off to hundreds and hundreds of different peoples, why not do it yourself? Because you can literally get your lead acquisition cost down to just pennies, less than a dollar. And here's the beautiful thing. The way I started my business, I started learning how to generate leads for my own insurance business. And as I learned how to do that, my insurance business exploded. Well, the same thing could happen to you and your business, no matter what business it is. But then what happens is, once you learn how to do that, you're going to have people come out of the woodwork. Hey, Terry, sell me a lead. Hey, Terry, show me how to do this. And all of a sudden, I'm recruiting agents into my agency. I'm building my agency. I've started my own lead generation business because I know how to generate leads. I'm selling those leads. All of a sudden, I'm having 5 and 6 different revenue streams in my business simply because of that one skill set. And that's why today I don't even sell individual insurance anymore. I'm not an individual producer. Matter of fact, I let my license go back 2 years ago because I just don't sell or underwrite what they call field underwrite insurance anymore. Now, I still promote it, but I'm promoting it as generating a lead to sell it to an insurance company or an individual that does produce insurance. So when you learn how to market, I can tell you, in business, the greatest skill set you can learn, honestly, is how to market for yourself. Because once you've developed that skill set, literally the sky is the limit. So many times in businesses, they will teach you every single thing you need to know about the product, which is great. To get your insurance license, to get your real estate license, to get credentialed and allow in the state to allow you to be in that business, you have to know a lot about that product. You have to continually pass, tests on an ongoing basis as CE, continuing education. You got to get those credits to keep your credentials up. That's all fine and good. That's just so that you know what the latest laws are, what the latest nuances of the particular regulations are, but that doesn't really help you sell more insurance. It doesn't help you sell more real estate. It doesn't help you sell whatever it is you sell. The only way you're going to sell more is to get in front of more people. And the only way you can get in front of more people is to learn how to market. So before I give you some illustrations, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors. If you're like some entrepreneurs I know, your credit has probably been dinged up from, life and business. You can go to terrywilson3.com/credit repair, and they will show you how to get a business loan, how to repair your credit. They work with entrepreneurs. They work with business people. So if you're trying to reinvest in your business, you're trying to buy assets, you're trying to buy marketing systems, potentially mine, that you're unable to get qualified for, then go to terrywilson3.com/credit repair. That's terrywilson3.com/credit repair. You can get the loan you need and get the credit repaired that you need as well. If you would like to be on one of my podcasts as a live attendee and be able to ask questions in real time, we would love to have you. All you have to do is text TW3Podcast. That's at TW3Podcast, the at symbol TW3Podcast at 81010. Text at TW3Podcast to 81010, and we'll put you on our list so that when we're about to record one of these podcasts, we'll send it out and say, hey, we'd love for you to attend. Here's the link, and you can come on. Like, we've got a few people with us today that are more than welcome to ask questions if they would like. And the reason I picked this particular topic is because everybody that showed up were insurance agents today. So I'm going to speak to the audience that's live here and help them understand how they can grow and get in front of more people, and they grow their business through learning how to develop leads for the insurance business. Now, today's topic is on how to drive insurance buyers to you so you don't have to cold call. That's the whole point. Chasing people is a pain in the you know what. But if you can come up with a marketing strategy that will drive those leads into you, man, it is wonderful. So let's get right into it. The first thing is targeting your insurance buyer, knowing who it is. What are you targeting? So I'm going to use final expense as an example, because a lot of life insurance agents and even health agents, they all have a final expense, you know, a senior insurance product that they want to sell, because usually these are guaranteed issue products. They're easy to get underwritten. There's tons like Foresters, Mutual of Omaha, Transamerica, tons of companies out there that has a decent product and that they can get underwritten even over the telephone. Because one of the things that we teach our agents how to do is how to sell insurance over the phone from home, never have to cold call, drive the calls into them and work from home, which is a great thing. So if you'll look up on your screen, if you're looking at this video, now if you're just listening to the podcast, you might want to switch over sometime and see the illustrations, because I'm showing a video here. But you can see the back of my office right here. And if you'll look at this tab right here, it says lead system. And so that's where I'm going to pull up my dialer. That's the first tool I will show you about. And the dialer is right here, and it gives you instructions on how to use the dialer. But for members, they only pay about $38 per 1,000 calls. $38 to dial 1,000 people. This system calls for you. You don't cold call, it calls for you. And the data, the filtered scrub data, is all here. These are people that are not on the do not call list, so you can call them. The way we're going to call them is totally fine, and it's very effective. So right here, type of campaign, I'm going to go to voicemail. I'm not going to call people live. I'm just going to do what's called a voicemail drop. And then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm only going to dial 1,000. Now, here's something very crucial. If you're just using a tool like this for the first time and you don't know what the results are with your script, don't go out and order 10, 20, 40,000 calls. I've had agents do that. It not work out, and then they get upset saying the tool is broke, or it don't work, or it's a scam. It's not. All this system does is dial out to a filtered scrub list of people that you select with and play a recording that you record. Okay, so it's like recording a TV or radio commercial. If it's in front of the wrong people or you're saying the wrong thing, it won't be effective. So what you want to do is work on your script, work on it. And if you're a member at TW3, we have hours and hours and hours of training that shows you how to develop a compelling script, a reason to call, a reason that they should get involved with you, that sets you apart from anybody else. Okay, so but don't go out and order huge amounts until you get, you know, really a specific type of script to the specific type of people that's going to work. Then you just simply put in your county and state to dial. You put in your age range here. So if you are going to dial, you know, 65 to 70 year olds, for instance, you would put 65 to 70. Here's the little thing that, you know, I was talking earlier about specifically final expense, and other products are like this as well, but especially final expense senior insurance. Income is huge right here. If you get people that's too high of income, then they've already got a savings, they've got self-insured, they're not going to need that $20,000, $30,000 final expense burial policy. If you get people that are too low income, or too, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck, they can barely keep food on the table. If you get too desperate of people, then sometimes you're going to have lapses. Yeah, they want the insurance. They would love to have a $10,000, $20,000 policy because they don't have any money. Their family has no money. And if something was to happen to them, they're in a world of trouble, because they're going to leave bills behind. Their estate's going to have to be sold off. No one will get anything because everything is going to be in probate. So this is a huge, you know, concern for a lot of people with limited means. So when you're looking at this range of income, every state is different. You know, what is considered lower middle income in the South is going to be completely different in the Northeast and out in the West. So it's all over the country is different. The medium income, you know, around where I live for an individual is usually around $40,000. So lower mid income is going to be around $25,000. So I'm going to try to hit someone that's probably in the $20,000 to $30,000 range here for my region of the country, if I was calling on my region. But yours might be $15,000 to $20,000. So you've got to understand your area. But that's where you'll put that in. In this instance, credit score is not necessarily – you know, a factor in targeting someone? Do you want them to be a homeowner, or does it matter? You know, a lot of times if you're coming in saying, hey, this will pay off, you know, balances on your mortgage or any liens on your mortgage or anything like that, if that's part of your script, then you definitely want to target people that are going to, you know, fit that particular need. And then you just put in your date and time that you want it broadcast, and then you record the message and you're out. That's how our dialer works. And what happens is their phone doesn't ring. They just get a voicemail that shows up. And then if you have a compelling script that says, hey, this is Terry. Looks like I missed you. I got your voicemail here. Could you give me a quick call back? I wanted to talk to you about your insurance and some things that might be changing. Thanks. And I give them a number. See, that was very vague. It's very inquisitive. They want to know, okay, what's going on? And then when they call in, I've got another script that follows up. Here's some things that have changed in, you know, the law when in regards to probate, in regards to, you know, what your estate would be responsible for in these instances here, and what Social Security will cover anymore. I mean, I've got a whole nice script laid out. What we can do, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, is come in and guarantee that your estate won't go into this type of situation, that you will have money to take care of any final expenses, and it literally would only cost as little as a dollar a month, and you're guaranteed it can't be turned down. I'm all ears. So if you have that's a strategy. Most of the time when people are using dialers, they try to sell her the telephone with the dialer. People do not buy anything from a cold call. They don't buy anything except one thing. Do I want to respond and get more information? If you start trying to sell your product using a tool like this, then you are going to ultimately fail. You've got to be compelling. You got to give a good time-sensitive call to action. Hey, something's changing here. I think you would, you know, would want to know about this. Give me a call back. Not that you're trying to scare people. Just let them know. And then when they call, there's going to be legitimate changes. This is the way it used to be, that you might have understood things to be. Now it's different, and this is the way that things are. And so you need to understand that. When you can put it in that context, you're bringing value to that client. You've given them a reason to call, and you're going to get a 1,000 voicemails. If you don't get a 2.5-3% response on something like that, you're calling the wrong people. It costs you $38 to get 50 to 100 leads. Come on. You know, so if you've got the right strategy, I'm telling you, you have people calling you. You're never out, you know, getting porched, you know, trying to go door to door as some people do. You're not having a cold call. They're calling you. You've given them a legitimate reason to call. And then if you get involved with us with some of our RMPs, you can even give them value. Give total value away to them, giving them gifts, giving them gift cards, giving them things, and getting paid for it on top of that just for their time. Now, that's one strategy. Another strategy, depending on what type of product you're selling, staying in the world of insurance, is, let's say, for instance, you were selling health insurance and you wanted to target people. You can use the dialer. You sure can. You can also use a landing page opt-in form and do things like drive them via their social media search and keyword search online. Now, when you're using keyword search, it's going to cost a little bit more than like using a dialer, but every single person that opts in are already in that sort of mindset that I'm looking for what this person is selling. So it costs more to do keyword searches, but your conversion rate goes way up. So we have a tool in the back office at TW3. When you go over there, it's a keyword search function right here. And if you're not on the video here again, you're not seeing it. But what it allows you to do is put banner ads on specific types of websites that your clients would be visiting. So if, for instance, I'm selling health insurance, who buys individual health insurance? People who buy individual health insurance are self-employed people, small business people. They're not going to be people that work for these large companies because the companies provide that. So I'm looking for my plumbers, my electricians, my real estate agents, anybody that's self-employed that has to be responsible for their own insurance. So keyword targeting helps me out a lot, because if I know what that particular individual, if I know what real estate agents are looking at online, They're looking at MLS listings. They're looking at different ways to get their clients approved for loans. They're looking for other homes that are on the market. If I start putting banner ads on real estate sites that realtors are looking at, then boy, I'm going to knock it out. So how can I do that? In the back office here at TW3, we have just add new copy right there. I can create a mobile app because most people are on their mobile apps right now. I can go under business right there. You see where it says real estate right there? I can go right there. I can hit done selecting and go right over here, enable keyword searches. And look at this. All of the keyword searches that fit that particular genre is already there. So I can just hit add and then I can hit done selecting and keep going. I'm only wanting to be in the United States. Boom. How much do I want to bid? It's typically about 21 cents a click. So I'm going to bid 21 cents a click. And this is going to be real estate. I'm going to name this ad. And this is just for my purposes, real estate health. And so I know I'm going to say realtors insurance. Let's put realtors affordable insurance health. Realtor affordable health. I'm doing this right here on the fly, right? And then I'm gonna put here health insurance, $89 per month. And I'll put here get affordable health coverage. And then I'm going to put in, you know, the website. So I'll put in my website right here. So they'll come here. And then I'm going to drive them right to a landing page. And so I'm going to say terrywilson3.com/health. And when they go over there, they're going to go to a landing page that my system creates. And I'm just going to hit next. And then boom. And I'll set my daily average. What do I want it to be? If I only want to spend $10 a month, $10 a day on this, and I'll just set my budget to $10 a day. And now I've all over the internet, I've created these banners that's very compelling. They're going to click on it and they're going to go to a landing page that says, hey, you can get a health insurance plan starting at only $89 per month and going up depending on your health and what you need, blah, blah, blah. And some of them have no deductible. Fill this out. Now, for me, if I was in health insurance, I'd be capturing that lead and calling to resell. I'm not in insurance at all anymore. I'm promoting it as a lead. So I'm sending that over to one of the agencies that we work for. And then they'll quote it. They'll get it out. And I'm getting paid $15 right now. Every time I send someone over, they're sending me $15. Whether that person buys any insurance or not, they're sending me $15. That's how our TW3 members using our platform here make money. They're not even in insurance as well. They're just a lead generation agent. And they're a coach. They teach other people how to do this. They can sell our system as well. So once you learn these strategies, I go back to what I said at the very beginning of the show. The key to success in any business is learning how to generate your own leads. And once you learn how to generate leads for your business and start learning how to generate leads for other businesses, you can get connected with people in our referral marketing, our RMPs, referral marketing partnerships. They will pay you to send them leads. And then you can generate leads for yourself. You can generate leads for your agency. You can generate leads to resell this very platform here. It is a cash-making machine once you learn how to use it. And all these tools, you got landing pages, you've got engagement tools, you've got everything you need to work from home on your own terms and make as much as you want. And listen, if you have any questions at all, feel free to go over to terrywilson3.com/contact. Reach out there. I would love to answer any questions you have. But I'm telling you, once you learn how to use some of these tools and these strategies, you can take your money, your business, your life to the next level. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.